Welcome back to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. You've got Mike Maddox and Amy Mumby here, guiding you through some of the important tech news stories that are out there recently that could affect your business. In an earlier segment, we were talking about eClinicalWorks and EHRs. There was a whole legal battle about that. And eClinicalWorks kind of took one on the chin for that, for some practices. But one of the big reasons that EHRs were pushed to go to, why they exist, why they have the electronic data, and we briefly touched on it then, was for communication purposes, so that we've got the data readily available. And yet, that's not necessarily how things are working.
Yeah.
So public health labs with Zika being a big thing, and we're hitting the mosquito season again.
Yeah, so the Zika virus is the virus that's spread by mosquitoes,
right? And it used to be just down in the tropics, and now last year we found it in Florida, slowly creeping its way here, that there's not the data electronically available to exchange so that we're not efficiently fighting this battle.
Yeah, that's a problem in all industries, but it's especially prominent in the healthcare industry and testing labs where they're doing tests on things like Zika, the ability to share test results and even use the same testing protocols.
Right.
So that they can get common commonality in their results. And so I guess the public health labs are looking to solve that problem through federal grants and federal money.
Right, so the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are working together to try to help ease this communication, to try to make, so we have apples-to-apples comparison for data so that we can, pick up and see where there are trends, where there are, are bits of information that we need to have to fight it. And it's not only important for Zika. Being up here in Michigan, we might say, it was down in Florida. It's going to take a while before it gets up to Michigan, or we're not the right temperature for that, blah, blah, blah. But there are other diseases out there where the same difficulty holds true. So the same principle applies. And what I find,
cancer research.
Sure.
Right? I mean,
those things.
You can name all of it. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
And for businesses, that same principle holds true for business communication. If you're looking at analytics to help you refine your business, to try to make it more efficient, to try to become a better in tune with your customers, it would be easier if there was a syncing up of data where you could actually, get the feel for how things are moving.
Right.
And right now, in very few business models, does that happen.
Yeah, data is too siloed. It's kind of grown and emerged on its own in different places within a business, and certainly in different places within an industry. So that siloization has led to a real difficulty in pulling together what they call big data, or large masses of data that you can truly get analytical information out of and run what-if scenarios against.
Right.
And that is important to business, and it's it could be life-saving when it comes to health laboratories.
Right.
And so I think this is an encouraging story that there's some funding going into it, and I guess an association group is also helping facilitate this. There's a woman by the name of Michelle Miggs, I think is how you say her last name, M-I-G-S. She's with the Association of Public Health Laboratories. She talks about how bringing these organizations together will allow for the kind of sharing of information that's never existed before. And they're going to pilot this in Florida and Texas, where there is more cases of Zika in the United States.
Right. The Department of Health and Human Services is getting involved directly with the labs to have a standard pregnancy status, for instance, in this case, added to the Zika test, because the Zika virus can be passed on to a fetus and then potentially causes very severe fetal birth defects. So things like that are important to know. And while I know for some businesses you want to have retain maybe some siloization, so to speak, of data, for something like this, we really need it publicly available across the board to the labs, to the research facilities. They have to be able to know exactly what they're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point too, is we're all protective of our data within our business. But when taken at the meta level, or I guess when you look at business data from a very high level and you're not getting granular, mm-hmm. the sharing of that information is could be done in such a way so as to protect the anonymity of the business.
Sure.
So industry groups are looking at this. For example, we're in the IT industry, and we're part of a number of industry groups that specialize in IT consulting, managed IT services, managed security services, and we share data frequently with industry groups that we can trust, mm-hmm. that we know that will protect the anonymity of our data, but also make it part of a larger data pool so that we can look at things like what is best in class?
Right.
You know, what does that mean for serving our clients? And what are ideas that we haven't thought of? And then run what-if scenarios against that data to say, what if we made this change in our support mechanism? How would that lead to better service for our end business clients? And,
right.
and that's the kind of thing you can do with big data analytics. And you can't do that with your own small subset, or it's much more difficult to do.
Right. You know, at first blush, it seems counterintuitive to share that data. But I think for many businesses where they are succeeding, where they are growing, they, you know, you have somebody at the head who is part of one or more CEO groups. You have, you know, those, yeah. you know, they're not just networking. It's sharing of data to find a better way to do things.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we would encourage that, and it's good news to hear about the public labs and the Zika testing. So we'll stay on that story, and we'll come back right after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bottom Line IT.